digital marketer. Today, it's Nicole Walters. This week, Jenna got to sit down with Nicole Walters, who is here at the DM headquarters for Partner Training Day. Nicole is an influential income strategist and is renowned for quitting her job managing multi-billion dollar sales relationships for Fortune 500s in order to help entrepreneurs monetize their lives. Here's Jenna and Nicole.
Welcome. Thank you. Glad you're here. So, monetize thyself, monetize your life. Yes. Tell me what it means for someone to monetize themselves.
Sure. So what it means is that we all have something inherently that others can benefit from and can also pay for. Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes we think to ourselves, we don't have room for a side hustle, or what is my gift? What can I use? What can I turn into something profitable? Well, everybody has some sort of unique life experience that another person who may be on that same path or wanting to walk that path is willing to pay you for to get a shortcut, right? They don't want to have to go through all the hard work. So you got to monetize yourself top to bottom. You don't have to do anything for free.
Yeah, I love that. So this is not where you started. You have a corporate background.
I do.
Could you talk a little bit about how you
that
came
journey.
Up?
Yeah, sure. So I come from the corporate world, traditional like financial and mortgage-backed securities and insurance, like all that cheesy stuff.
But I just fell asleep.
I know, right? You fell asleep. Girl, can you imagine someone with my energy in that world? I would walk in every day and be like, guys, who's ready to change lives? They're like, please send that email and CC the so-and-so. I was like, I cannot be here. What is this place? So, but that said, so I worked in the corporate world because there's a foundation that you learn there. You know, I wanted to learn how are these companies becoming multi-billion dollar industries? How are they developing products? How are they taking them to market? How are they consulting with clients? And what's great is I got into that space and I was really good at it. I had an aptitude for it. It is, and it's fun to do. I was just working for the wrong people. And I learned that because while I was in there, I was like, you know, let me start like a little bit of a side hustle. You know, I just to earn a little extra cash. I mean, I was making a great corporate salary, but just something else to sort of round out the part of me that loves to help people. And so what I did was, I'm a little dramatic. I cut all my hair off and decided to grow it back without using any chemicals. And so I documented that on a blog and I started sharing like, these are the products I'm using and here's what it's doing to my hair and here's what I like about it. And as I started sharing that journey, people were like reaching out to me like, tell me more about this. And I think I want to do this as well.
Wow.
And then brands started reaching out to me saying, we really want you to try our products. And can you, you know, you use this product. Can you come and do a feature ad on how it worked for you? And then I started pitching my own engagements. Then I started offering products development for those. So I was testing these corporate strategies that were working in a multi-billion dollar way in the small entrepreneur way.
Wow.
And I said, this works. And if I can package this and offer it in a way that every entrepreneur can have access to these same corporate solutions, they can have billion dollar businesses too. And so I had my quit day, August of 2015. And when I had that quit day, I quit live online in front of 10,000 people and I never turned back. And now we are projected to hit 8 figures this year.
That's amazing.
Yes,
that's
super exciting. I'm also a lot. I always feel bad because whenever I meet people, I'm so excited about this space. I think that that is one of the things that makes me really different because coming from corporate, I know that the digital world is no different. You know, we still have to play by the same rules, right? We're all paying the same taxes. We're all doing the same things. So coming into this space now is such an exciting season for me because it feels like the dot-com era.
Yeah.
And so for those people who are like, well, I want to start my business tomorrow, or I don't really need to take advantage of good marketing techniques, or I'm just going to keep listening to this digital marketer podcast, but I'm not going to implement anything.
Right.
You know, listen to my fire and energy because as someone who's been in corporate, I'm telling you, you don't want to look back and say you lived through the dot-com time. You had an opportunity to work for Facebook or create the next Facebook and you didn't do it.
Wow.
You know, so the energy that you hear and the excitement, you know, that I bring to it is because I'm like, it's the Wild Wild West, you know, and everything is available. So many tools, so many experts sharing what they know, and you have an opportunity to apply it and it doesn't cost very much and it can actually work. And if it does, it can change your whole life. It's like, it's a game changer. I adopted 3 girls. And when we moved to Atlanta, you know, we were able to make these, their 3 sisters, you know, and we were able to adopt them and bring them into our home. And it's because of this business.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's amazing. My tools, the things that I teach people are helping empower their businesses to send their kids to private school and to buy their homes and to do missionary work. And I just think about all that. And I'm like, how could you not wake up every day and be like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And this is what I need to do.
Yeah. Man, hearing that, like, if you guys cannot see, which you can't because this is audio and not video, but I have tears in my eyes.
Oh
just
my
like
gosh.
The, like, adopted through. I love that.
It's what it's about. I mean, isn't that why we're doing all of this?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Is just to be able to actually create change in people's lives. Like, it's a big deal.
Well, I think sometimes like people in the entrepreneur sector, people who are building their businesses, can often look at corporate businesses and say that has nothing to do with me.
Totally.
What advice would you give to those people? Like, what are some takeaways from corporate culture and from corporate marketing
that's
that
so good.
You recommend they take into their own
business.
Yeah,
that's so good. I think not only do we say that has nothing to do for me, I think some of us might be a little repulsed by it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just keeping it all the way real. We're like, corporations, you know, they're the reason we had the recession and they're, you know, it's just bad, bad, bad. Well, you know what? There's a little bit of good in every bad. And I think one of the best things you can take from the corporate world is structure. You know, when you're an entrepreneur and you come in, sometimes it feels like you're making it up as you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like, you know, some of the fun is that we're testing things, that we get to play with it, that we have that flexibility that corporate doesn't allow. But the reality is, at the end of the day, we still have to serve our people. We still have to pay our bills. We still have to get paid in order to stay in business. And corporations do all these things really, really well. And if you want to grow and scale, there's no reason to make up a way to do it when there are tried, tested, and true methods and systems and case studies that are out there that we can extract and learn from and apply in our own business. So just in terms of simple tactical things, one of the things that a lot of corporations do really well at the very beginning is issue surveys and reach out to their customer. I pick up the phone. I call people. I talk to them. Whenever I do a speaking engagement, I stay and I talk to the very last person who's standing in line because I need to hear how things are working for them. I want to hear their unique experience and I also want to connect with them. They need to know I'm a real person. And that's where the shift is now. People don't just want to buy behind a, you know, a faceless business. They want to know who you are and engage with you. And corporations are learning this and they're applying it. And it's something that we have an opportunity to do right from the beginning.
Yeah. Wow. So let's say you're just launching your business today. You know, you're like, I am going to monetize myself.
Yes.
My crystal beads are amazing and people need to know.
Yes.
What is some of the first structure just as a solopreneur someone should implement?
So one of the first things I always tell people to do is it's not, you know, the sexy fancy pants answer, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, figure out your Facebook ads, get a cool logo, like none of those things. The first thing you need to do is set up an LLC. and set up your legal. Make sure that it's very clear. Actually, first set up an EIN. You can go online and get an employee identification number and you go on, it's issued from the government. It's totally free. And it basically is like a social security number for your business. And once you have that EIN, go set up a business bank account. Go to your local bank, wherever it is, set up a business bank account so that you have a place to put your money. As a corporate consultant, my focus isn't just making you money. It's also helping you keep it. And so I want you to keep it. And that means doing it the right way. So you need an EIN, which is your business social security number. You need an LLC, which means that you are setting yourself up to make sure that if anyone comes after you, you are legally protected. And then you also need a business bank account because you can't keep mixing your funds. It's not play money. Once you take a dollar, you're a real business and that's how the government sees you. So you need to act like a business so you can get paid like one.
But that's not as fun as a website.
It's not as fun as a website. But after all of that, go ahead and set up your website. Yeah. Go ahead and get your logo on. Go ahead and hire your marketing team. Like, do all of those things on the back end. But you definitely have to take care of those steps. I can't tell you how many people have come to me that are multi-six-figure business owners, and they haven't even set up an LLC, or they're still running all their business through PayPal, you know? And I'm just saying to myself, this is not sustainable. You know, at some point in time, if PayPal decides to freeze your revenue for 6 months because they think you're smuggling Russian babies, you know, and you don't have a way to prove that, you know, what are you going to do to keep your business lights on? And I care so much about your purpose. And I want you to be able to continue to live and work and serve in that purpose. And that means you have to do the steps, the foundational things the right way, so that that way you can take advantage of all the fun Wild Wild West stuff on the back end.
Yeah, I love that. So let's take a look at the opposite side. So if you look at what corporations could learn from this Wild Wild West, these entrepreneurs, what do you think about that?
The number one thing any corporation could apply, and this is something that in my previous companies I always tried to share, but you know, it wasn't always received because that's not where corporate is that you need to lead with a story, real stories about real people. There's something to be said for running an agency where, of course, it's not about you. That's permitted. That's allowed. There's space for that. But there is something to be said for what entrepreneurs now are doing so well, which is sharing their personal story of how they got there, their why behind it, and then leveraging that into their product solution to help people get that experience themselves. And if you can nail your storytelling, if you can nail why you show up every single day, people people will buy into you and your business. Mm-hmm. They'll feel a deeper connection and it'll help differentiate you. It's the thing that's unique about your offering, you. And if you want to keep that secret, well, guess what? You're not taking advantage of one of the best and easiest marketing tools, and that's storytelling. It's been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You are so good at talking. If I can just interrupt
tell that to my parents.
Like, you're so freaking good at talking. I'm like,
so freaking good at talking.
I'm like, oh God. She said all the things I would ask.
Oh my gosh, no. So it's funny. We just signed a deal for a TV show. So,
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Yeah, it's on a major cable network and we're super excited that it's coming out.
Can you say?
Just me and my family. I can't say the network just yet, but I will probably in the next, like, the network's going to do a press release. So, but it is a major cable network. Super excited about it. It's a full season.
Cool.
And so it's funny that you say I'm good at talking because I professionally talk. Like, I have, you know, my podcast and all that stuff. So
you are so good.
Thank you.
And so what are you going to be doing on your new show?
It's a business show. So it's kind of a mixture of, the best way I can describe it is it's a mixture of The Profit, like a little bit of Marcus Lemonis. So I'm going in and working with, you know, my students to apply my systems and get their business right, you know, taking a little bit of that corporate cleanup into the entrepreneurial mess.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is, you know, I'm a mom of three girls that I adopted 4 years ago and ages 7, 17, and 20. So,
wow.
I mean, it is, and three sisters. So it's like, I'm a hot mess. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one where it's like, I am literally running, you know, 20 employees and, you know, a multi 7-figure business. And then I'm also at Target or cleaning poop out of the tub. You know, like, I mean, it's just, I am all over the place.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. There's a lot of laughs. Oh, and then of course, you know, my husband is my attorney in my business. He's my round Jewish lawyer. I always describe him as the holy grail of husband. So it's like, he's there every single day too with the business. So there's just a lot of like crazy chaos, laughs, and it's exciting. But there's also a lot of to learn, a lot of gems, business gems in the business. So,
well, so if y'all don't know, she was in here doing a one of our certified partner training days, and I was going through some of the comments during the live chat, and one of our attendees said that their biggest takeaway was the golden arrow rule.
Yes, yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about what that means?
Absolutely. So the thing that I was focusing on in my training that I did with you guys was lifetime value. And boy, you guys are amazing in offering some of these resources. If you guys are not involved in the certified partner relationship, you want to be, because, I mean, industry leading top tools, not to mention the networking. So the people in that room and on that training are the people that you need to know in your business. So if that's not something you've looked into, definitely look into it, because just coming in here, I was like, wow, this is a company that's doing it right. So shout out to Digital Marketer for that. But it was great because what I was teaching was lifetime value. And that is a key, you know, Harvard Business School concept, you know, where when you're building a business, you want to think about the long-term lifetime value of the client. So in typical agencies, they were mentioning from stage churn rate, you know, the rate where you have to acquire new clients because people are, you know, one and done is 67%. That's massive. Mm. What I know is I don't have that type of money to waste. I like to keep all my coins. It is too hard to run a business.
Oh, yeah.
So that means that when I have a client come in, I got to think of all the ways I can serve them from the time they show up to the end of their transformation. So what does that mean? It's usually not just one singular product. It's probably lots of different products. And then it's also keeping in mind that I have to have a planned and effective way to get them to each stage. So that was what the golden arrow is. It's that call to action that is pre-constructed and has low marketing expense to get them from one part of the journey to the next part of the journey and paying me all along the way.
Yeah. There's something that you said that was just like the smallest thing in the world, but it means the most in the world. And that was, you didn't call it after they buy, it's the end of their transformation, which doesn't mean, you know, they use the product and they're transformed. They use the product and they move up to a different level where
Absolutely.
They need, you know, help in a different way and stuff like that. How do you answer that throughout the entire journey?
Listen, Jenna, girl, isn't that what life is? Like, we are not done. You know, we are constantly on a different form of transformation. Mm-hmm. So even if I get someone, as long as they aren't at the same place that I am, then there's still more work to be done.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I always try to remember. Until I make you an 8-figure business with 20 employees and, you know, a TV show and a top-rated podcast and all that, then there's still work work to be done and I can probably still help you. So what it is making sure that all along that way you're supporting and helping them in that journey to get their incremental wins, their results, and then continue to progress. And I also along that way, I'll tap friends, I'll tap resources, I'll send them to digital marketer, I'll send them to, you know, my friends who teach podcasting and courses, various specialists, because that's what they do in corporate. You're not expected to know and be all the things, but guess what? You're still a valuable resource worth paying if you know how to connect them to all the things. So that's all part of the transformation, is just saying, hey, it's not after they've been, after they've paid me, that's just the beginning of the relationship. You know, we've got to continue to make sure that they're growing, because that's truly what they're paying me for, growth.
We ask people one question at the end of every interview.
Oh boy.
And this is
let's see how good at talking I am now.
If you could go back and tell your 25-year-old self anything, what would you do?
Oh, the number one thing I would tell myself at 25, which you guys can't see me, but I'm devastatingly good looking with radiant skin, flawless eyebrows.
I'd say 22.
So, yes. So I mean, I look 25 and I receive that in Jesus' name. However, however, if I could go back and tell my 25-year-old self anything, I would say there are no rules. There are no rules. That so often we spend time playing in a certain box, thinking that things have to be done a certain way, when the true genius and your true opportunities lies right outside that box. And don't be afraid to think outside that box. If something strikes you as being a little unusual, guess what? It's free to test it. And odds are the consequences won't be something you can't get out of. Mm. And no matter what, people don't expect you to have your life together till you're 30. So go ahead and give it a shot, because the worst that'll happen is it won't work out and you'll have an answer. You know, and you'll be able to move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today in the surprise podcast.
It was a jam. Listen, y'all don't understand. I was walking in the lobby. Jenna's like, you want to do a podcast? I was like, yeah, girl. So that was it. So this was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people find you and learn more about you?
Yeah. If anyone wants to learn any more about me, I am Nicole Walters all around social, at Nicole Walters and then NicoleWalters.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Digital Marketer Podcast. If you like the show, hit that subscribe button. And if you want more information, go to digitalmarketer.com/podcast. Thank you for listening.
Hey, DM listeners, if you're running a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special, listen up, because Digital Marketer just released our Canva Holiday Promo Pack. It includes almost 200 templates that you can use to make the graphics for all your upcoming holiday specials and 3 unique design themes for each holiday. The Promo Pack is usually $27, but you can get it today for free. Check the show notes for the link to download, or you can go directly to digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates. That's digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates.